Chapter 37. Suitcase Simpson came into Jesse's office carrying a large paper bag. "Seth Ralston," Suit said. He took a large Italian sandwich out of the bag and unwrapped it on Jesse's desk. "Is that a sub I see before me?" Jesse said. "From AJ's Sub Shop," Suit said. "The best. You have Daisy Dyke right up the street who makes her own bread, and you are buying mass-produced submarine sandwiches at AJ's?" "Yeah, I got one for you if you want it." "You bet I do," Jesse said. Suit handed him a second sandwich. Jesse unwrapped it on his desk. "Seth Ralston," Jesse said. "And Hannah Wexler," Suit said. "Got them both for you." "And still managed to pick up some subs," Jesse said. "What have you got?" "I gotta get a Coke first," Suit said. "You want one?" "Just some water," Jesse said. Suit went out and returned in a minute with a Coke and a water from the refrigerator in the squad room. "Seth Ralston lives in one of those new condos on Beach Plum Ave near the beach." "I know the place," Jesse said. They both paused to eat a bite of sandwich. "Lives there with his wife, Hannah Wexler. She kept a maiden name." "Kind of figured that," Jesse said. "Been there 5 years. Married for 7. No kids. He's a college professor. Taft University in Walford. She used to be his graduate student. She's still in grad school, and she also teaches some night classes at Taft." "After 7 years?" "She's been in grad school for 10, Suit said. "Slow learner," Jesse said. "What's he a professor of?" Suit glanced down at his small notebook. "English and American literature," Suit said. "And that's what she's doing her graduate work in?" "Uh-huh. She's got a master's. Now she's working on a PhD. An English professor is just the kind of guy who would use a phrase like cri de coeur," Jesse said. "What?" "He used it in one of his letters to me," Jesse said. "What's it mean?" Suit said. "Something like a cry from the heart," Jesse said. "Latin?" "French," Jesse said. "Wow. No wonder you made chief." "I looked it up," Jesse said. "What's the missus teach?" "Freshman English," Suit said, "on Wednesday nights." "How about him?" Jesse said. "He don't teach any nights," Suit said. "Matter of fact, he don't seem to teach much at all." "What's his rank?" Jesse said. "Rank? You know, academic rank," Jesse said. "Is he a professor?" "Yeah." "What kind?" Jesse said. "Kind?" "He a full professor?" Jesse said. "I guess so," Suit said. "That's why he doesn't teach much," Jesse said. Suit finished his sandwich and wiped his mouth and hands on one of the napkins. "So I'm thinking," he said. "Here's a guy likes to watch. And his wife's out every Wednesday night. So I go back over all the Peeping Tom reports. And they all took place on a Wednesday night. Before he started working days," Jesse said. "I wonder what she does days," Suit said. "Maybe you should find out," Jesse said. "Especially the days of the photo shoots." "Great idea," Suit said. "Another reason you're the chief." "I'm chief," Jesse said, "because some years back, Hasty Hathaway assumed if he hired me, I'd be a useless drunk, and he could run the town as he wished." "And where's Hasty now?" Suit said. Jesse smiled. "Excellent point," he said.